Right, good evening everybody, and welcome to the Gosford Parish Council on this 12th October 2015. We have two sessions tonight, and one is the open session, 7:15 till 7:30. You are allowed to ask the Parish Council anything that comes within its remit, or anything that's on the agenda this evening. Can I just introduce two additional people sitting on the table? Matt Reed, I think you know, is from the Bottisford Library Volunteers. And then we have Louise Greaves, who is from the Leicestershire County Council, the Property and Management Department. Is that good near enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, thank you very much. So, if you go into the open session, are there any questions for the Parish Council? Yes, Sue.
It's not a question really, it's more of an invitation. So just to let you all know that we are going to be having an official launch of the library on the 26th of October, subject to the Parish Council agreeing something tonight, which I hope they will agree, otherwise we won't be able to open on the 26th of October. So you're all welcome to come along, you'll be able to come and have a look around. We're going to have free refreshments, and then after that we're going to have a talk by Peter Tox, who you probably all know, about local history at Bottisford. Let's talk about Bottisford. And we'll have a week-long series of events and activities that people can come to as well. So, and obviously when you come to the library, we hope that you would join, if you're not a member, and take some books out, because that's what we're all about. So everybody's invited, put the date in your diary, and all the Parish Council's obviously the 26th of October.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions, subject?
Yes. Can you just just give thanks to Councillor Minforsey for carrying out the defib checks while we were away on holiday.
Yes.
And inputting them to the ambulance service. It maintains a regular input. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, Anne.
When I got back, my phone was full of people from the Allotment Society want to know why their rent has been doubled. How much was spent on water last year? Can you tell us? They say they did. You couldn't tell them.
£261.
Yeah. And what other expenses did you have?
Well, I can only quote you what information I've got. Other expenses was your gate on the East Road.
Well, that doesn't come in 1 year, does it? That comes over, what, 10, 20, 30 years? That's the expenditure on that gate.
That year, isn't it?
So you're saying that you've got to double up the rent so that you can cover for another gate next year, is it, as well? And another
lots of gates, which I'll explain later.
Yeah.
Lots of gates.
Well, yeah, but this is it. People weren't, they didn't feel as though they'd been informed properly when they went to the meeting. And they couldn't understand it.
Well, we didn't have any other questions from anybody else. We did give them the opportunity to say what they needed to know. And there was nobody who asked any of that.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, the only thing I can suggest is that the people that ring you up, get them to give us a ring.
Right. Are you still thinking about taking out the hedges around the Jubilee Green? Because it seems to be a waste of money to them.
Well, that's what's... Well, we are considering doing that, yes. The idea is that if we take out the part of the hedge around the green, that it will make it more of a usable space,
yeah,
and that more people will see it and use it as a more of a recreational area. And at the moment, it's underused and underutilised. And we may even see if we can do it by the summer of next year so that we can do some activities and events on there next summer. Yeah.
People are eager to see the precept coming up soon, because you complained a lot about us increasing our precept, so I presume you'll be bringing it down to about 45,000 like you have before.
It's an interesting presumption.
Well, yes, because you say you've hounded us moaning because we put it up, so now's your chance to be bringing it down, showing people that you're working for them.
Well, you're a college
moan. Right.
Could I just address Mrs. Ablewhite? Mrs. Ablewhite, you continuously
sent emails saying that you've been approached by so-and-so.
Oh.
You just hear me out. And then you've come and said, oh, you've been approached by the allotment holders. Well, there is a system that we have, and the system is that if these people have complaints, they should notify the parish clerk, and it can be raised formally with the council. But coming via a third party doesn't always give it credence. And I'm really sorry, but I need to ask you that if people ask you, as you quite rightly say, ask them to say, well, there is a procedure, please would you notify it via the parish clerk. The parish clerk's open twice a week, there's an email, and there is a protocol. And I'm really sorry, but you're not abiding by that protocol by doing it, saying that these people are that people and that people. You know, we haven't got a crystal ball to see who these people are. I would like to be addressed by name. It would be appreciated.
Well, people don't like that.
Well,
this
I'm really
is
sorry
the thing.
About it.
No, because nobody walks around the village anymore, so they come up and ask me, or they leave a message on my phone. Can
I'm really
I inquire
sorry, I disagree with that, because I walk around the village on a regular basis, and just for your information, I made a point on New Year's Eve, I always make one resolution that I keep, and that resolution, that every day I'll walk around the village and speak to at least 10 people politely and say good morning and all that. So to say that nobody walks around the village is wrong, because I walk around the village on a regular basis looking at the defib for my wife. I walk around the village looking at 40 odd pieces of play equipment to make sure they're intact. So to say that we don't walk around the village or pointing the finger is incorrect, and also it's unfair on the people doing the allotments. All I'm asking is, out of courtesy, would you ask them to address the queries and any issue they have, the correct protocol, and that's the official website of the parish council and the visit to the floor. Because you're not abiding by the rules, and you say you want to abide by the rules.
Does that mean that if we log things on the website that we will get a response? Because I've tried that and I get no response whatsoever.
Well, it depends in what format the question is put to.
Well, it's put through the official logging facility. It's on your website.
I don't really want to get into the argument dictating. I think you should address that question to the chairman.
And your problem is...
It's just that things are logged through the website and there's no response from it.
Right. We can repeat that, certainly. When was the last occasion?
Probably about 2 months ago.
Right. And what was the subject?
It was about various things along roads, shrubbery that needed cutting back.
I think I got back to you on that one. You're talking about the IV.
No, there was no response from them.
The VIV and the tree on the green.
There was no response from logging it on the website.
And the branches on Eastall Lane, on the Manor Road.
Yeah, and that's because I had to put it into email because there was no response on the website.
Did we not get back to the document?
Right, there's no response to anybody that logs a call to say that something's been dealt with.
Can I make a comment, please?
Certainly.
Just that, you know, it's about 6 months that this has been going on now since May. I would encourage you to not necessarily fight us. We're not trying to fight anybody else. I think you've got the spirit of the village wrong. I think the spirit of the village and the residents are very, very supportive. We're supportive of them, they're supportive of us. I'd encourage you not to try and make out that we're doing something wrong. But if it's people wrong, then bring it up, sure. But every single month, there's a continual sort of, almost you're trying to get into a fight. I'm not. I never wanted you to be set to be lower. I didn't even know you 18 months ago. I've never been out of that. I think the majority of people here have never been out of that fight. Please just bury it. Let's get on with working together to make this parish a great parish.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise things that are an issue that needs to be dealt with.
You need to do it the way you're doing it. You know you're doing it.
We're doing it the right way by logging it through the website. No, what else can we do?
You understand my point. Very well, actually, that's what.
No, I don't understand your point because we're logging it on the website.
We have a perfect agreement on this.
Okay. Right, any further questions?
Could I? Sorry.
You know, I don't want to take from the public session because that's kept your mind. Just in case Liam has to go once he's presented his report before we get to item 130 on the agenda, as a parish council, could we extend our thanks to Liam for being the first guest speaker at the Young People's Council this afternoon, and he was phenomenal, absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay. Who's going to come back with a question?
It might be the same thing. I was just going to, through the chair, ask Councillor Tobin. Item 130, you may have clarified it then, but that Young People's Club, is that the Youth Council? Or?
Can I pass that back to the chair, please? Is that okay? David will make a statement.
Yeah.
I think there's been an error, but obviously he'll
rectify
that.
I'm just going when we get to foreign matters arising, I was going to make that amendment.
Okay.
It's just a title.
Now, I was just going to ask whether there was an update on it.
I'm really thankful. That shows how important it is that we call it the Young People Council. And for obvious to respect Dave, the great work that Dave Bishop is doing with Bottisford Youth Club as well. So there's no crossover. Thank you, Dermot, for pointing that out. Appreciate it.
Okay. Anything further? Hi.
Has Sharon shown you the cricket club lease that Larkins did? Because that was one of the reasons what we had to leave them. I've never seen such a load of gobbledygook. What did they try to say? Was it another caravan or private?
No,
I see that you're going back to Larkins, and I'm just saying you should be seeing back to see why we left them in the first place. Absolutely disgusting.
Right. You're making an appointment. Anything further? No? I'd just like to announce while we're in the open session, we're just in the process of looking at the Christmas tree situation, and we've been very kindly donated a tree by the spa shop, but it's not the spa shop, it's the convenience store. They've very kindly donated a tree, and the value of that tree is approximately £300. So we are very, very grateful for that act. And I'd like to get a letter to them from the chairman, just a matter of appreciation, and give our thanks.
David, so this life is to carry on as well, year after year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is the Christmas tree. I've just made a few notes with regard to a bit of spare time. I've got allotments, which we've talked about. We looked at a contingency fund, or you could call it a working balance. And you mentioned, or somebody mentioned to you about maybe a working balance of £1,000. Well, just very quickly, we've got the tree that needs cutting down, £200. We've got a water pipe that may need installing, £625. We've got a fence that wants replacing, probably £150. We've got a gatepost that wants replacing, so you can quickly see where your £1,000 is going to be spent. And these stuff we need doing in the next few months. So, and the other thing was going to be, we're thinking of a parish warden, and we just put together a list of jobs that we are considering a parish warden to do. Does the audience have any views on that? What do you think we're lacking, what he could bring to the council?
My own comment is, let's hope we get somebody from Bottisford and not somebody out of the village.
Yes.
How on earth is somebody from Grantham going to come down or up Barrabeer and put some grit down? Sorry.
Yep.
Bottisford, yep. With your locals.
Thank you.
There'll be somebody wanting a job.
Yep.
Absolutely ridiculous going out.
The jobs we're looking at are to mow small areas of grass, to trim hedges around play areas and seating areas, to litter pick, replace gates, fences, small planting jobs, maintain litter and dog bins when necessary, look up to erected parish council signs, you know, no ball games, etc., that sort of thing, and mow around the village and the parish signs and seats, maintain the notice boards, grip the paths in the winter, unblocking the ducks crossing following a flood, generally keeping the parish tidy, maintaining the street furniture, check sandbag stores, and weeding.
Weeding path for the footpath.
Yes. So that's the sort of stuff we're looking at. Anything to add to that? No?
One last bit of information before you thank you, Chris. The lorry watch that we has taken place, it's been extended. That's when the speed watch is finished. We are going to extend the lorry watch because we were getting vehicles travelling up Beaver Road, straight up Market Street, straight through Normanton towards A1. But the only biggest problem we've got at the moment, we could do some more volunteers. But there will be some posters put out around the parish to see if we can get some volunteers.
Thank you very much. Well, that's dead on time.